Red Burger. Now we have listeners. Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite
My
Burger.
My Favorite Burger. Was that good?
We're working on it.
What are we working on?
I'm good considering the stupid COVID.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. It's really hard to remember who has COVID and who doesn't anymore. You're feeling better now.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel kind of badly because for like 2 days that I felt super shitty, I was like, nah, it's just allergies. And then on Friday morning, I woke up and I was making coffee and I was like, I don't feel well. Like, yeah. I feel bad. So I was like, well, I'll just take a COVID test. So the coffee's being poured. I do the COVID, the test, and I leave my dining room. I go to the kitchen. I put the milk in the coffee. I mix it. I come out. It was like 20 seconds later and it was like, ding, 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 COVID. Oh, I was like, no. Oh, okay. But, and then I just felt bad really Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But then I don't know. And then it was just over.
It's just a 3-day bug.
Literally. I think that's all that it actually ends up being.
And I think we talked about how confusing it is when it's like, you want it to be COVID.
Right.
But then it is COVID and you're like kind of pissed it's COVID because it's like, right. Well, why should I have to act like I'm a pandemic person now?
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy times.
Right. And so then I couldn't go to work Friday. I couldn't go back to work for 5 days. So Saturday and Sunday counted. And then Monday, Tuesday, I worked from home. And I can't do totally a lot. It's like this tiny little Surface Pro that I have. So
yeah.
I don't know. And then I just started being like, I don't know what day it is again. Like, how many days have I been home? Like, it just got nutty again. But
yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. Somehow I haven't gotten COVID, but I've been acting like there's no way to get it.
I know. My sister was like, isn't it ridiculous for 2 years we spent like inside hiding and then we just all end up getting it anyway? I'm like, right, exactly.
Right. And now we all just have to go like go around and get it.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. What are you drinking?
It's like Gatorade and water mixed and then some ice. I know it's lame.
Oh, that's very like post COVID.
Well, yeah. So I like Gatorade. I never buy Gatorade. I just bought it cause it was COVID-y.
But it's too sweet.
It's too sweet. Yeah.
You know, it was too sweet.
What?
Have you ever had a lemonade refresher from Dunkin'? It's disgusting.
Well, now I am. Now I'm going to try it. No, it's too sweet, things like that. I actually dilute my orange juice, too.
Ooh.
Get a little water in it.
Pro tip.
Orange juice too potent? Dilute it.
It's too orangey. Not anymore. You're welcome.
I'd like some orange juice from concentrate.
Watered down. Goodness. Just right.
Yeah. But I got a lot of good TV watching done.
Nice. Me too. Even though what I didn't have COVID. I just watched Yellow Jackets season one.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard that I will like it.
I think you'll like it.
I like it from you.
You might have heard from me that you might like it, but I finished it and I like definitely have a big bone to pick with them after the finale. But like, I guess you always do, right? You always do.
For sure. Yeah.
But it was good. It was entertaining for sure.
And it's only season one, right?
So far, I think that's all they have. Unless okay. I, like, have done really poor Googling and just stopped at season one.
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it's been one season. Christina Ricci is so good.
Is she?
I know. Juliette Lewis is so good. And then that lady who you knew of, who I didn't know of, she's so good.
Oh, Melanie Lynskey.
Yeah, she's so good. And then she's I found out her real accent, and now I think she's even better.
She's from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you hear someone's real voice, and you're like, oh, they're a way better actor than I even knew.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Did you ever watch Stranger Things?
Yes, and I started the new season.
Yeah.
I'm not loving it.
So I watched it it was very slow.
Oh, did you finish the new whatever's out now?
I did. So it's like
part one of part four.
Yeah.
It's like part four, volume one or something.
Yeah.
It's like,
which I also was like, are you kidding me? You made us wait 2 years to watch just a part of it. And then I have to wait till just July 1st. Like, just put it out. Like, who cares?
I know. It's really weird.
I had a lot of not bones to pick with that as well. But like, since you didn't finish it, there's nothing really to spoil. Well, no, there is. There's a lot
to spoil.
I'm like
3 episodes in, I think.
Yeah, you'll eventually get there. I don't know.
It's not as good.
It's not as good. And I still have to think about it because I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting until July 1st to watch the rest of that.
I'm sure anyway, it's good. That was good. I'm definitely going to keep watching it. But it was like, it just felt like more of the same exact thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It was still just as strange, those things.
Yeah, they're not stranger this time.
They're not that strange anymore. then I finished Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, what is that?
It's based off of a book. And it's a lawyer who, like...
drives a Lincoln?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought that was the joke.
Nope, that's it.
I thought maybe it was Lincoln's lawyer.
He's the literal Lincoln lawyer.
Like, in the Lincoln.
No. It's when Abraham Lincoln was a lawyer. It's his law days.
Well, they already did Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
There you go. Yeah,
now it's the Lincoln lawyer. Before,
yeah, it was. It's like a prequel when he's like in law school and like got to the bar
before he finds the vampires.
Yes,
I think he still is like
he's fourscoring everything all over the place.
He's been practicing.
But that was just like pure entertainment. That was great when I really, really was feeling shitty.
Yeah.
Then I watched that Rebel Wilson. That's her name, right? Rebel
yes,
Wilson.
Yes, she just came out today.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I know. I'm surprised.
Yeah, me too. I was too. She said she always thought she needed a Disney prince, but now she realized she needed a Disney princess. So she also came out as like a Disney.
Apparently, yeah, I know. wasn't her shtick kind of like, I really like the boys? And that's not Australian.
I don't know, because I feel like her shtick changed for me when I saw her unzip her cat self and have another cat under it in Cats.
Like, I didn't watch that.
Something broke for me. Oh, she's a cat. She's a cat in it. And she's dancing around. I believe she's eating cockroaches who have people heads.
Oh.
And she's eating the cockroaches or dancing with the cockroaches. And then she unzips her self, like her fur, and takes it off to reveal her cat self under her cat self.
So she was a cat dressed up like a cat?
With a different outfit under, but also like under her fur, I guess. It's very confusing.
So if like I wore like a human body outfit?
Yeah, and then unzipped it to realize like I'm just Liz under this Liz.
Also a human body. Okay,
all right. It was so strange.
I can see why you would be like, I don't know if I'm going to be friends with her anymore.
So I don't know. I don't remember what her shtick is. I love her in Bridesmaids so much.
Totally.
That's my favorite thing she's done.
Yeah. And she was good in Pitch Perfect, too. She's always funny, so.
Or just Pitch Perfect 2?
Oh, gosh. So there were 3 Pitch Perfects? Or we've discussed this that we don't know how many there are.
I've never seen one.
Oh, you would like the first one.
Are they? I'll watch it. I'll watch it now that I know she's gay.
Exactly.
I've been waiting.
You're like, oh, okay, it's represented. I can watch.
yeah, because that movie's so straight.
Right, but that's like part of her shtick. She's always it was on Netflix called Senior Year.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It's like 13 going on 30 and never been kissed, kind of.
But with a coma.
Yeah, I mean, Why not?
Right? Exactly.
Makes it more right. fun. Yeah.
Throw it in there. There is actually one part that's really funny because she was like, she comes back from the coma, so she still thinks it's 1997. And she's like, oh, come on, that's so retarded. And they're like,
you can't say that word anymore.
She goes, why? Is it gay to say retarded?
Oh, that's so funny. That's
really,
really
funny.
Oh, my God. Especially now that we know she's gay.
I know.
So funny.
But that was cute. It was fine. I mean, it was Netflixy and whatever. And then this is how much I watched. I saw this other show that came out in 2016 called The Night Manager.
Oh no, I don't know that.
So it's Olivia Colman,
British.
Hugh Laurie, British.
British.
And Tom Hiddleston.
British. Oh no. Oh yeah. Sorry. Yes.
British and
Getaway
Taylor.
Car. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Getaway Car. It's totally Getaway Car. Love it. That song is getting
off. That crazy. Is
the night she met Tom Hiddleston. But they
Think
all
about the
won.
Place where you first met me.
What is it? The ties were black.
The lies were white. Oh, it's so good. And Shades of Gray and Candlelight. Oh,
so good. I know.
She wanted to leave him. She needed a reason. So good.
So that was really good. It was like a psychological thriller, espionage, spy, Ooh. British thing that all three of them won Golden Globes for. And so but I think the name was stupid. So he's only a night manager at a hotel for like 20 seconds. So
that's what I think about New Girl.
The name?
Yeah. She was new for the first 5 minutes, and then she was not new, and the whole series is called New Girl.
Right. And it also becomes confusing because she moves into that apartment as the new girl.
Right.
But there wasn't an old girl.
So true. She should just be... It could be called Girl.
Yeah.
Not New Girl.
Or just Jess.
Yeah. Or... Who's that girl? No. Better than New Girl. I honestly am not on board with it because it's called New Girl. I hate it.
Yeah, and doesn't it feel by like second season that actually is her apartment? Like I forget that it's their apartment.
Old guys.
Yes, she should have had that apartment and they should have moved in with her.
Yeah, new guys.
New guys.
She's funny. She's cool. She's a talent. An ingenue.
She sure is. She sure is. Emily Bones. I love Bones so
much.
I've
never seen it.
Oh, I've seen it like three. It's like 13
seasons.
But
I like that they
like
called it Bones because instead of calling it like new to the bone industry, you know?
Well, it's because she's a forensic anthropologist that studies bones. And then Angel starts calling her Bones as a nickname. Mm,
I like it. It's perfect. It's not New
That's
Girl.
Really good.
Yeah.
No.
What else did you watch?
That's it. Are you kidding me? There was like 17 shows. It was like 430 hours of television.
Yeah. I mean, I can watch a lot of TV. Like, I feel I can watch more than 24 hours in a day.
Yeah. It's like, what is that thing that somebody said? Like, you never would ever sit down and watch a 7-hour film.
But boy, would you watch 17 episodes.
Yeah.
It's so true. Give me a series.
Well, you know, those writers and then those damn cliffhangers got to keep pressing next episode.
Exactly. Well... You should watch, you should watch Manifest, the movie that's kind of like The Anomaly.
Oh, like that book.
Anomaly.
Is that on Amazon?
Netflix? Not sure.
All right. Not sure. I know it's on something, yeah.
Because you can find out exactly how similar it is to the book.
I will watch it and get back to you and tell you if it is actually similar.
And then I think I should read the book.
Okay, deal. I'm more likely to watch it.
Well, I don't want to watch it in case I read the book.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
You think Manifest will ruin the book.
It might. But now that you've read the book, which is probably better, you can watch the show and be like, oh, this is lame, but kind of similar.
Okay. All right. Deal.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yes, it does. It sounds like a homework assignment.
A blast.
But yeah, otherwise that was it. I stayed home from Friday until I went back to work on Wednesday. And then I had to go to the, what do you call it in Florida? RMV or DMV?
I've always said DMV.
Well, I do too, because in New York it was DMV, but here it's RMV.
What is it, road instead of driver?
Those are both wrong.
What is it? What's DMV?
The Department of Motor Vehicles.
You're so right.
And the Registry of Motor Vehicles.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, here it's definitely been the DMV.
I wish I hadn't said motor vehicles to see what you thought MV was. I know, for all these years in Massachusetts, I still say DMV, but RMV.
Yeah, that's classically the worst place to be.
Yeah, it sucked. And then I fell format wrong, so I had to go back today. I actually did work in a financial aid office once when I was in high school.
You've always been such a loner.
I was like, so you're going to fill out your FAFSA?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, so we got free tickets to Maverick, so we're going to see that Saturday.
Top Gun Maverick 2.
I think it's just Top Gun Maverick, not Top Gun Maverick 2.
Oh, Top Gun 2 Maverick.
Maybe.
Maverick.
I think it's just Top Gun Maverick.
The second.
Period. Stop. No 2.
But it's a sequel because Tom is in it again.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so the weekend before, we watched regular Top Gun.
Maverick 1.
it was just Top Gun Rick.
Top Gun, the prequel.
And it was so cheesy 80s. It's, I was like, so this was a good movie. 80s.
It's so, there's so much funny background music. It's so weird.
And I also was like, what's this movie about? It wasn't like about anything.
There's no plot. I know. But no, I think plot. A lot of movies back then were kind of like that. It was just like a bunch of scenes. I don't like when that happens.
They were like, just put a bunch of scenes together. Everybody starts singing at some point. Drive a motorcycle fast.
And then the music in the background is like, wow, wow.
It is. That is exactly what it is. It's some weird synthesizer where, like, the guy accidentally put his elbow on it, and somebody was like, "That's it."
They're like, "Look what we found in the garage." Yeah. It's very weird. And then, you know what the weirdest thing about Top Gun probably is? Is the Jessica Simpson cover of the theme song. Remember she sang Take Your Breath Away?
Oh, yes.
But like not for a movie.
Take my breath away. Yeah. It was like very breathy.
She was breathless. Yeah, she was breathy in the taking of the breath away.
That's right. I forgot that she did do that. I forget she had like a singing career.
Oh, yeah. You always think of Ashley as the singer.
That's it. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but there are boxes all over my apartment.
Wait, why?
Well, it's because I'm such a frequent patron of today's sponsor.
This episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by online shopping. From groceries to luxuries, they've got it all.
And honestly, you cannot beat the convenience. Next time you find yourself using online shopping, try entering savings code BURGER at checkout.
See what happens and enjoy.
Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
be valid at time of listening.
Is saying porch pirate pejorative?
Not anymore.
Why was Ava Longoria, like, all over the Cannes Film Festival?
Was she? Is she in something new?
I mean, not that it would be at the Cannes Film Festival, right?
I never watched The Housewives, The Desperate Housewives.
I watched, like, the first season.
I never saw it.
It's also really funny to think about it because they were, like, middle-aged women, like, now are big, hot commodities. And I'm like, their age right now.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, and Felicity is a college scandal woman now.
Yeah.
Not so much an actress.
Yeah. How weird is that? And how it's so embarrassed stupid. Would you be?
Who cares if your kids got in? Send them to a school they got into.
But, like, let's say you didn't know. Like, you didn't know, and your mom, like, paid off USC, whatever school that, you know.
Harvard, it probably would be for me.
Right. But you would have gotten it. Right. Not USC. Like, wouldn't you be like, how stupid do you think I am?
I would,
like,
be offended. I don't know so how her offended. Kids are still, like, respecting her. Like,
I'd be like, so.
Unless the kids were in on it, too. Like, if the kids asked for it, like, hey, I heard so-and-so's mom is sending pictures of them, like, doing rowing. You know?
And that's what they probably would say, doing rowing.
Can you Photoshop me doing rowing so I can... Like, if the kids asked for it, I think that might make it different, but I don't know.
I don't know. They're like, so what do you do? And you're like, I do the rowing.
I do rowing.
Which I think is so mean for them to consider that it was, like, not an athletic thing. Like, anybody could just, like, get in a boat and row.
Right. Row your boat.
But my sister did crew in college. It was really hard.
It looks really hard, especially, like, there's a person yelling at you, right? From a separate boat or something?
Yeah. No,
from the back of your boat.
The coxswain is in the front of the boat, I think. They're, like, in the front. Like,
and
facing
they're screaming,
them.
Right?
They're like, row! Oh,
yeah.
Row!
So scary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm sorry. If I was William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman's daughter, I would be like, aren't we just rich? Like,
right. And
Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin and her husband were rich.
And she... I don't think that kid wanted to go to college. She wants to be, like, an Instagram model.
Yeah. She wants to post bikini photos. She didn't need to go
to
college.
She wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars, and she got that. So it all worked out.
Right. And her mom only had to go to jail for, like, 10 minutes. It's fine. Right? Or was it? What, was it a couple years? I don't know.
No. I think it was, like, 6 months or something.
It's kind of embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
No one's going to trust their kids ever again.
No, especially not if they're rowing.
Right. Imagine if she became a rowing influencer.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what's her name? Olivia?
Olivia Jade.
Jade. Right. Whatever. OJ.
OJ Loughlin. OJ Loughlin. Oh my God.
She's, like, out kayaking with a friend. They're like, oh my God, this is such a great picture posted on her Insta. And she's like, I can't, it's rowing.
Yeah, she's like, I would get so much hate. Oh my God. Do you know what happened when Lord accidentally posted a picture of a bathtub?
Like, no.
Well, she purposely posted a picture of a bathtub. She, like, got back to her hotel and was, like, so excited to take a bath. So she posted a picture of the bath and captioned it, I, like, so many eyes will always love you. So it's like.
Like she was committing suicide?
But she, in her head, she was just saying, like, that's how excited for the bath she was, is that, like, that's the song that, like, would be playing right now. Like, I love my bath. I will always
love
you.
Like, I love baths. Right.
Yeah. But the internet freaked out because Whitney died in a bathtub, and that's...
Oh, no, that's terrible. I didn't make the connection.
Everyone got so pissed at her, but she was like, no, I literally just was excited for the bathtub.
Wait, that's hilarious. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
I think she had to like apologize.
I know you can't see my face, but I am like, I can't put my just like, I'm so embarrassed.
Wait, to be clear, I can see your face.
You can see my face. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to fans.
I can
talking
see fans. Your face when you're with me. Yeah, the fans. Oh my God, we have so many fans.
What do you, we do. Fan, no. What did you think that song, I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You, meant?
So.
Like, what did you think? Not like what you read.
Like, because I immediately heard that it meant cocaine. Like, I immediately heard that.
Oh, okay.
But I think, like, what it could pass off as being is, like, you're smiling so much.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I felt like such a, like, virgin loser that I was like, oh, it's drugs? Oh. I'm like, no, he's, like, really happy.
Right. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, and I love it. Right? But I love it.
I just.
But I love it. I like the part of that song where the background vocals are, like, when I'm with you, but I love it.
Yeah.
So fun.
What did I hear that today? I heard a really good throwback 90s song.
Ooh.
I heard two, actually. One was, Will You Be My Sunshine?
Oh, such
I'm such a bad singer, but yeah.
L-E-N.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
I was heading down the
name was the Sunday other day
morning with last week.
Drinking my juice and walking down the street. Something like that. And it's like.
If you see my sunshine.
Yes, I remember that song so well.
But then the other one
making
was.
Sure you're not into this. You're still you're my sunshine. That's another good thing about Yellow Jackets is. Part of the timeline takes place in 2021 and part of the timeline takes place in like 1996.
Oh.
So it's like 90s throwback.
Yes.
Meets island plane crash survival.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It
did like, yeah.
It's like got a lot of either accidental or on purpose references to Lost. Like it's very much like Lost.
Really?
In some ways. But yeah, it was good.
Watch Lost too?
Yeah, Lost is better. But Yellow Jackets was fun.
What was the other song? It was so 90s.
You're My Wonderwall?
No, but that one's really good.
Or too. All the roads that lead us there are winding and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Oh, no, that is Wonderwall. No, it's not.
Wait.
I think that is Wonderwall.
Yeah.
All the roads that lead us there are blinding.
That's not
Wait,
Wonderwall.
Wait, but, yeah, no, that is Wonderwall. There are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you,
but I don't know how.
But what I was thinking of is the song that's, like, about the people going on a road trip, but they die. Where were they going without ever knowing the way? Remember that one?
Yes.
Where were they going without ever knowing the way?
That is such a good
song.
That song
is so good. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll never think. It was like, I want to say it was like Ben Folds 5 or something.
Oh, I don't know any of his songs.
You would.
I would know two of them.
I can't remember. But I was like singing along. But it was the same idea. There was like one part at the very end where the background people sing this one thing once. And I'm like, this is the whole song.
It's so fun.
One part.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was a TikTok going around when Lover first came out that was like, I promise the best lyric on the whole album is this. And they played just the one clip from the Cruel Summer Bridge where the background vocal goes, oh.
Yes. Yes.
So
it is.
Good.
It's totally true.
When she's like, I'm drunk in the back of the car and I cried like a baby coming home from the bar. Oh. That oh is just so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so funny.
When
that's totally true.
Catch you. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, Taylor.
She's so good. I want Baba Louie's.
I've never been there.
Oh, you gotta go. It's in GB.
Oh, there's a sandwich place I like there, but I don't know what it's called.
Is it called local artist, almost, Starving Artist. That's a good sandwich spot.
No, that's in Lee.
That's in Lenox. Or, yeah, Lee. That one's good.
No, I don't know what it's called. It's like kind of like this weird deli. Mm. They have just the greatest sandwiches. And anywho.
They have really good food out there.
All right. Do you want to play my favorite burger?
Yes. Yes, I do. Okay. Wait. How do we do this?
You're better with the audio.
I'm excited.
So let me. So my favorite burger is kind. It sort of was a blurger. It was my favorite blurger to begin with.
Okay.
But now it's my favorite burger. So basically, I don't have cable, so I watch CBSN on the app.
Okay.
And it's very good. It's just the news in the morning. But because it's the app, it plays the exact same commercials every single day.
I hate that.
Every time. I hate it too. So this would play, I have two of them, but it doesn't matter which one because they're the exact same thing. But one's shorter than the other.
Yeah.
But it's just this one part at the very end. And it drove me crazy. And now it makes me laugh. But it's... So it's just like...
I wonder how many times it has to be watched for it to go from being horrible to funny.
That's true. That's true.
Like how many does it take to get to the center?
You might not find it as annoying as I did.
Okay.
But I was so annoyed by it.
Should I play the first one?
It's called
Everything is a New Memory by YouTube.
Yeah.
This might be a commercial first.
It is a commercial.
Oh, wait. Let me turn it up and start it over.
Yeah, no, it is a commercial because it's a commercial for CBSN or on CBSN. I don't know if it plays on regular television.
Okay. All right.
But this commercial that would play over and over again would drive me crazy.
And this is just the commercial.
This is it.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
At Hilton, we love that feeling of making things happen. Of letting go. That feeling of calm. That I can do anything feeling. The magic of that just arrived feeling. That everything is a new memory feeling. That vacation is on feeling. Book now at Hilton.com. To new memories, Hilton and our family of brands.
Hold on, I heard it.
Book now at Hilton.com. To new memories, Hilton. And our family of brands.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did she say brands? Wait, so is the second commercial?
Second one.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. Hot breakfast means daddy-daughter time and waffles with extra chocolate sauce and extra giggles. And extra napkins. Book our family of brands at Hilton.com.
So they're purposely saying family and friends over and over again. Wait, that is hilarious. I think it's already hilarious. Do you think it's a mistake? Or do they have a thing called friends? Wait, I'm sending those to people because we need... That's crazy. Family and friends.
Because then I was like... I could be myself.
That is ridiculous. Wait.
I'm so happy you heard it immediately.
Oh, I heard every it morning, even when my cat like, was making, like, knocking over all my desk items.
Every morning I was like, why are you saying it like that?
Wait, I'm playing the end of the other one again. It's very weird because it's purposeful. It's like intentional.
Is on feeling. Book now at Hilton.com. To new memories, Hilton and our family of brands.
I'm looking it up. Hilton.
But I was like, wait a minute. Like, so is she famous? And I'm like missing something. Like,
right.
Is that like if it was Reese Witherspoon, I'd be like, oh, that's just like how Reese Witherspoon says friends. Friends.
That's really weird. Oh, wait. Hilton. Friends. Friends and family.
I think I tried finding it. I couldn't find anything. The only thing I found was a comment on YouTube with that someone wrote "Family of France?" question
mark. Wait, that is so weird. And I think listeners need to tell us what we're missing. Like, because why is Hilton saying France instead of France? We're clearly missing something.
But I think she's saying friends.
Right. But she's not family, really.
But she's like, France. No. She's like, France.
But she has like I don't want to say normal, but she has a typical, like that's the only word I think she says strange.
Yes. Yeah. And like, I don't understand, like, many people had to have edited that commercial.
And they did it on the second one, too, in a different way. She's doing it on purpose.
And it's on all of them. There's like so five weird. Of them.
And they don't every explain single time why.
No, like... But it's like, remember that like video that Nigella Lawson did when she says, instead of, she's a British chef, instead of microwave, she says microwave.
Oh yeah, I think I have seen
she's
that.
She's like, and then put it in the microwave for 10 seconds. Like, I don't, like, that's like a funny thing, like she said, but like, I just could, so finally one day I just started laughing at it because I was this is just funny. Yeah, but I was so angry for like months.
I can't every find time it came anything on, I was about like, it. Oh, must include France. It's very weird. Like no one's even talking about the fact that she's saying that.
I know.
What is that playing as an add-on?
It's just so it's CBSN. App. So it's CBSN just like the app.
A. A is for app.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, CBSNA. Yeah, so it'll be like a regular like newscast, and then they'll do like, we've got the greatest stories on CNS, CBSN, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll play this Hilton ad
for family
and family or friends.
That's so fucking weird. I want to know why she's doing that.
I don't know.
You know what will be the real, what do they call it? The real clincher? The real, what is it? Like the real deal. No, just like what I want to know is if they do a version of their commercials with a different voiceover narrator, right. Will they also say friends?
And if it's a guy,
right? And he's like family and friends come to Hilton, then we'll know it's for sure on purpose.
Right. I never even made the connection that you thought it was like some like hidden meeting.
I was thinking they would have a website that was like, why do we say friends at Hilton? You become a member of our friends club to figure out what you're missing.
Come in for those special friends and family discount.
So weird.
It was so weird. Anyway, that's my favorite burger.
I
and
love
Blurger.
It.
Former Blurger, now current Burger. Because
yeah, definitely
so
a
funny.
Burger for me right off the bat. I love when people
I love
say
it.
Things weird.
Oh my gosh. It was just so, because in my head I was like, it wasn't just like one, it's not like she edited it herself.
Right. No, it's
and
clear
was like,
that,
sounds good to me. Yeah.
Maybe Sam like edited that too.
Sam. Sam's my friend.
Friend. France.
But she doesn't sound like overly southern
at
either.
All. No. Like that would be one thing if she sounded like she had an accent, like a Fran type of accent on her other words.
Yeah, if she was like, vacation is on.
Right. But she's just like very neutral.
She's like, I'm totally normal, or totally American. Normal. That normal.
Wait, okay. My friend just said, Zach, those are precious commercials. Am I supposed to know why you sent them though? So I guess I'm just going to say, tell me if you notice anything. Notice anything, question mark?
Those precious commercials.
I sent it to my friends. Yeah, she said, Zach, those are precious commercials. Am I supposed to know why you sent them, though? And then, like, laughing, crying face. No clue why. I just sent them with I didn't say anything when I sent them. But now I said, did you notice anything? So we'll see.
Well, so I'm so glad you immediately noticed.
Oh, yeah.
I figured you would, because then that is my fear that you were going to be like, I don't get it. Like, that sounds like, totally normal.
Those are Precious commercials, but... Am I supposed to get why you sent it to me? Oh my god.
And family in France!
It's so fucking weird and so noticeable. I noticed it right away.
I love it. Thank you.
That is so good.
You feel redeemed.
You didn't type it up too much. That was interactive and perfect.
Oh, hi. Yeah, good, good.
I have to throw this avocado. Okay.
All right, what's your favorite burger?
Oh, my favorite burger this week is Cheryl, the documentary about Cheryl Crow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sandberg.
Nope, but I'll watch that one next if it's good. It's on Apple TV or Showtime or something.
Okay.
And it's about her entire career and her whole life and, like, how she became famous and, like, I don't know, her career was just super... I always knew I liked her, but it's a really cool look into her career and, like, how she wrote certain songs and there's, like, big drama and, like...
Oh, that's cool.
Also, she, like, starts... Her first big gig is, like, singing backup for Michael Jackson.
Right, and I forgot says, that, yes. Yeah.
And she says, in hindsight, he always would bring, like, a group of little kids on tour with him.
Ooh.
Yeah. So ooh. If that doesn't make you want to watch it.
That does.
I don't know what will. But yeah, it was really good. And she was just super talented. And everyone who met her in her whole career was like, she's one of the best I've ever. Like, it was just cool to see how, like, so she was a teacher. She was a school teacher. And mm-hmm. like, wasn't making much money and wasn't doing anything really. She was teaching music at school, I think.
Right.
But she somehow recorded a commercial for McDonald's and mm-hmm. it took her like 45 minutes to sing, like, you know, I'm loving it or something. Right. And in those 45 minutes, she made more than what she made as a teacher in 2 years. And she was like, oh, yeah. I should really be doing this. And then everyone she met was like, you know, she would get picked out of large groups and everyone, you know, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, like everyone was like, yeah, she's got it. Mick Jagger, yeah. Like everyone was just like, I want her on tour with me.
Yeah.
It was a really cool yeah. documentary.
That's cool. Yeah. I always loved her. When I worked at the Bank of America Pavilion, which I don't know what it's called now, when I was a cocktail yeah. waitress, she didn't have anyone open for her. So she didn't have an opening act, and she played straight for 2.5 hours.
That's fucking amazing. She did that with Tiny Desk, too.
Amazing.
You know Tiny Desk concerts?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, how they only do, like, 4 songs?
Right.
Sheryl Crow does, like, an hour.
Yeah.
She's so good.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, her energy, her first of all, her body, she was, like, ripped. Like, she just, like, she was, like, solid muscle, and she was, like, tiny.
She soaks up the sun.
She soaks up the sun for sure. She 2.5 hours nonstop. It was and her phenomenal. Voice.
She's so good. She's yeah, so good.
I know.
It was so a great good. Documentary, and I feel like it wasn't too long. It was very interesting.
I would love to see.
There's
that.
Like literally there's death in it. Like there's a mm-hmm. mystery death that she
Ooh.
might be responsible for.
Whoa.
So it's a murder mystery? No, everything's a murder mystery to me, but it's a really good documentary.
Oh, good. Oh, gosh. I love those. And I love when the music ones are good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I thought those, like, I actually didn't mind the Jonas Brothers one, but I thought the Demi Lovato one was weird.
The YouTube one?
Yes.
I liked the Jonas Brothers one, but I think I also liked the Demi Lovato one. But also, I don't know which one you're talking about, because there's one, like, the first time she ODs, and then there's one the second time she ODs.
I think it's the second time.
Okay, I liked the first one. I don't know that I saw the second one.
Yeah, the second one was, like, really uncomfortable.
I bet.
She didn't take, like, responsibility for any of it.
Yeah.
It was odd.
That is odd.
But anyway, I like the uplifting good ones, like Cheryl Crow, for
yeah.
sure. Oh, I'm so excited. I love her.
I really
yeah.
don't remember what it was on, but it was on my television.
I'll find it and I'll figure it out.
It was so good. And just, like, she shows you how she wrote certain songs, like, All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. It's really cool. Really cool.
God, I loved that album. I loved it so much. And, you know, she, the part where she's like, all I want to do is have some fun. What is she, something Santa
Until
Monica
the sun comes up over comes Santa, up Monica,
Santa Monica Boulevard. Well, for forever, I thought it was it. Until the sun comes up because all the spoons and then the forks are the floor. I don't know what I thought it was.
That's amazing.
Until somebody said it and I was like, oh, what is it? And they're like, what are you saying? And I was like, never mind.
That's really funny.
And all the spoons and forks are on the floor.
I love that song. It's so good.
Yeah, me too.
She's kind of just like talking, singing.
Yeah.
So good.
It's very like poppier Suzanne Vega.
Oh, I don't know Suzanne Vega.
Yeah, you do.
Do I? Why do I know that? What's
I
that
was
from?
Sitting at the table. Yeah.
Something about a restaurant.
I don't know where I'm standing. Yeah.
Tom's Diner or something?
Yes. Yes. You know.
I know that song. Why do I know that?
Because it was remade in the 90s, like late 90s, maybe early 2000s. But it was originally like an a cappella song. But she also sang a song that was a hit called Luca. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. You live upstairs from me. Have you ever seen it before?
Oh my God, she's so confrontational. Like,
and those might be totally the wrong lyrics, by the way.
Saw you in the hallway.
Did you take my newspaper?
I'll have to check her out. I'll prioritize Stranger Things, but then I'll look into Suzanne Vega. Vega?
Yes. Vega. Yes.
I love some throwback 90s and early 2000s and even occasional 80s, but really 90s and 2000s are where it's at.
Totally.
80s is a bit too Top Gun 1. So bad. Oh, that kind of sounds like Law and Order.
Bong bong.
Oh, I cannot do that. You were doing really good beatboxing. Oh, is that all you were doing?
Yeah. No, like in the 80s, there's like a lot of like, like echoes.
Yeah.
And Law and Order was the, when they would go to the next thing, it would go bong bong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Dun dun. Yeah.
Oh, it was bong bong.
So good, Law and Order. Okay, wait. My friend said, I keep watching it. I need a hint. Do we know someone in the commercial? Did you write the commercial? Have we been to that Hilton? I'm going to say, does she say anything weird?
And what would you call me? Is this just a regular friend?
Well, maybe it's a friend. I don't know.
Is it a friend? Is it a friend or is it a friend?
Oh, I accidentally said, does she anything weird? Does she say anything weird?
You're going to make this person go crazy.
How do you not notice it? Friends.
I don't know. I was in my room putting lotion on and I was like, what did she just say? And then I had to wait until the commercial came on again, which wasn't until like the next day. And I was like,
it's like,
and then I like heard it again. Corn. It's like egg corn. Family of friends.
Do you have any friends who say egg corn?
Yeah. I mean, like, how, like think of like you're in a work situation, right? And you're like, so we're gonna do a company 5K. So invite all of your friends and have them come. And if they can't come, have your friends donate to the cause.
Like, it's so jarring. I think she's watching them again. Wait. I'm hearing it one more time because it's so obvious.
At Hilton,
Hilton.
Here's the second one.
Hot breakfast means daddy-daughter time and waffles with extra chocolate sauce.
That one's a little and creepy.
Extra giggles and extra napkins. Book our family of brands at Hilton.com.
That's so weird.
What does so she weird. Say? Book our family.
Book our family and brands. Wait, someone else responded. Oh, someone else said watching now. So we have another first time.
All right, good.
Although now they know to say, to look for something she's saying weird. But I think people will notice.
Book now at Hilton.com.
She says,
new memories, Hilton and our family of France.
And our family of France.
How did she spell it?
She doesn't spell it.
Oh, I thought your friend texted back.
No.
Oh, I thought your friend texted back.
I thought you were asking me how did they spell it in the video. I was like, no, if we had that, that would be the answer.
I kind of
want to
watch it with closed captioning.
Oh, can you? Are those YouTube links? Do they have?
They are YouTube links.
Maybe they have closed captioning. Captions on. Oh my God, I'm doing it. English auto-generated. If it says friends.
Let's jump in.
Wait, it's not even shown. Oh, I found them.
Best celebrated together. Where time away means us time. And a goodnight kiss. Where reunions become incredible nights.
Wait, is this one we haven't seen?
This is the sweetest part of the day. Let's jump into new memories. Book now at Hilton.com. To new memories, Hilton and our family of brands.
It says friends. Normal in the caption.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, like wait. Friends. My friend said, wait, is it the family of Franz? Because I heard this commercial watching Star Trek last week and I was like, oh, I think she's saying brands. Oh, good. Interesting theory, brands.
But you just did the closed caption.
Interesting. I did, you're right. Yes, that's the word, though.
Wait, but then, so then what if it's not family and friends, it's family and brands?
I think so, but now we need to listen again. Why is she saying it that way? It's so weird. Wait, now I need to, because I don't think it makes sense, brands, in the second one.
Hampton by Hilton. Hot breakfast at Hilton.com. To new memories, Hilton.
Oh, I went too far. I've gone too far this time. My friend says, family of brands is what I heard. Interesting.
Oh, then I've just been hearing it wrong? But even the way she said brands
says
is
it weird, too. Wait, no. Let's listen as if we think it's brands, because that doesn't make sense to me.
At Hampton by Hilton, hot breakfast means daddy-daughter time and waffles with extra chocolate sauce. And extra giggles. And extra napkins. Book our family of brands at Hilton.com.
Oh, our family of brands. I heard it this time. Okay.
Wait, I heard brands that time. Okay. Wait, that's so weird. Wait, I need to hear the second one now. Have you seen those things on the internet where it says...
At Hampton by Hilton. Hold on. Hot breakfast means daddy-daughter time.
Wait, is this the one we just watched?
No, that's the... Yeah, you have to do that one.
Gotta do this one.
At Hilton, we love... just arrived feeling that everything is a new memory feeling.
Mm-hmm. Vacation is on.
Book now at Hilton.com to new memories, Hilton and our family of brands.
It's brands.
Brands. It's 100% brands. Thank goodness to your friends.
So there's a TikTok that goes out there and I forget what it says, but it's like an audio and you hear it and it either says green needle or it says like boat on water, like something totally different depending on which one you read.
Yes.
And it says it.
Yes.
Oh my God. Wait. Oh my God. It's brands.
Oh my God. You're that's hilarious. And her family of brands. And that she probably had to say it, pronounce it brands, because that's a really odd word.
Right. But the closed
captioning. Like you can just be like in our family of brands.
It said friends.
What?
The closed captioning got it wrong. That is so funny. our family of brands.
Oh, good. Feel so relieved now in a weird way.
So much sense.
Oh, God.
Now when you hear it, you'll hear it normal again. You'll never hear it.
The family of brands. God, I can't wait to see Paris or Nikki. Let them know.
Yeah, exactly. What a confusing ad. It took us way too long to book our next Hilton vacation.
I've been also thinking about this for like 2 months.
That's so true.
Like every morning I'd be like, and your family and friends.
That's so funny. Oh my God, I love it.
Ugh. Oh boy. That's mystery solved.
Wait, I can't believe it's brands. I'm really happy we figured that out.
Oh, God, I feel so relieved.
Yeah. And then my other friend said, yeah, don't worry, you are not alone. It really threw me.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so all right.
It is weird.
We're not totally crazy.
But now I'll never be able to hear it the weird way again. I'm glad I heard it.